Let us commence our worship this morning with hymn number 796, Tunis Palestrina 605. When we pray or when we sing or read or speak or hear or do any holy thing, be this our constant care, with a fixed and constant faith, Jesus Christ to keep in view, trusting wholly in his death, in all we ask or do. Holiness in all its parts, afflictions placed above, self-abhorrence, contrite hearts, humility and love, every virtue, every grace, all that bears the name of good, perseverance in our race, we draw from the Jesus' blood.
Holy,
morning from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. The sixth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in heaven, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful God, through mercy we are brought again into this banqueting house. And dear friends, Lord, at Hawthorne, at Ryde, and also in their homes. And we do pray, Lord, that thou will truly favour us to be in the Spirit. We've had those natural things, Lord, that have been a hindrance maybe to our arriving, and yet, Lord, thou hast watched over us each and brought us here. And we do pray, Lord, that we might sit down under thy shadow with great delight to feed upon the blessed yet simple truths of the gospel, in that might be set our affections upon things above. And how can we do that, Lord of sinners, unless thy blessed Spirit enlightens and enlivens us and exercises us to pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, do deliver us, Lord, from our slackness, from our slothfulness. And grant, Lord, that thou wilt truly favour us to feel the input of the Spirit, taking the things of Jesus and applying them, that our eye might be single, that our whole body might be full of that light, that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, to shine into our dark recesses of our heart, to pour, Lord, upon us with those blessings of grace from on high. Whatever our age or our case may be, how we need, Lord, the grace to seek thee and to find rest for our souls. We have, Lord, our ailments, maybe. We have those things, Lord, perplex and try our minds. Oh, help us, Lord, to lay them aside. May we realise how secondary they are compared to that primary need of the Lord Jesus Christ, to give us a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within us, to come with thankfulness and praises, Lord, for thy day, and the inclination of our hearts to come and hear the word of truth, or that word that endureth forever. Oh Lord, we are such feeble hearers. But do unstop our deaf ears, do open our hearts, whatever our age is, and give us faith to believe that thou art able to do far more exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think, such is the infinite wisdom of God, and to realise, Lord, that all power is in thy hands, to reach forth to all the corners of the earth, where thou hast a chosen vessel here and there to receive the word. But as we join together, we do pray, Lord, thy blessing upon our causes. We know we're ministered brought low according to the sovereign will of God.
but they were able to revive us. They were able to confirm us. They were able to drive out the buyers and the sellers, that we might be peaceful and alone. Oh, do hear the prayers, the silent prayers offered up, Lord, for a time of love to be bestowed upon each and every one in due time. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow thereto. So we do thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness to us in bringing us here. And pray, Lord, thou bless too, wherever we are found around thy word this day. And Lord, we do pray too to remember in mercy this guilty laden nation, full, Lord, of pleasure, full of the lust of the flesh and pride of life. Oh, do subdue it in our own hearts, that we might truly, by faith, see Jesus and feel him to be the one thing needful to comfort our troubled hearts and say to us, be still and know that I am God. The God of all our circumstances, the God who grants us hearing ears, receptive hearts. Do not leave us or forsake us because of our sins, but shine through the gloom, Lord, and bless us with that grace to endure even hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Hear now, Lord, we do pray thee our petitions and the silent petitions, and bless us together as we gather round thy word, that there might be a few hands full of purpose fall into our very souls. We thank thee, Lord, for the return of our deacon and ask thy blessing upon him. And Lord, do be with each of our friends in their various circumstances of life, that they might, Lord, hear thy voice, comforted and blessed indeed, and help to continue. Do now, Lord, forgive our sin, all we ask amiss, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 765. The tune is Jackson's 163. And does thy heart for Jesus pine and make it secret moan? He understands a sigh divine and marks a secret groan. These pinings prove that Christ is near to testify his grace. Call on him with unceasing prayer, for he will show his face. Seven, six, five.
Oh.
kindly be pleased to help me, I would direct you prayerfully to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and reading verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. For a believer, there is a priority. The priority is what the Lord has told us in the Sermon of his Mount. And so how much do we need to be given that faith, to believe in him, trust in him, and cast our care upon him? It's a pathway of tribulation. It's a pathway where there's downsittings and uprisings and thoughts afar off. But with faith we believe he knoweth. And the simple, humble way that the Lord Jesus preached this sermon, what an example, which we all as preachers fall short of. But yet, we would pray for that help of his Spirit to believe, as we read this morning, that he knoweth. He knoweth what we're each in need of. We get very cast down. We even ponder sometimes, is he there to hear? Don't you know something of this unbelief? Don't you know something when you doubt the reality, dear friends, of God's presence? That his eye is upon you, that his ear is open to your cry, and it's in the Word of God. Yet how can you and I believe unless he has manifested himself to us? And we dare not deny that he knows the way, because we have been taught through the truth that it's his word. And though the Bible is denied by many in the world, and there are those that would try and analyse it and tear it to pieces, but blessed be the Lord for that faith that you and I have. And so there's not showing off before men that we're honouring God, but to be given grace that if it be the Father's will, Jesus will come with a blessing upon our souls. And to not be as the hypocrites who love to pray standing in the synagogues, as it reads here, in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Because he says they have their reward. See, the many in the day and age that we live in that seem to be full of self-importance in religion. But as the Lord deals with you and me as sons and daughters of God, we know what it is even to seek the Lord, to lay those matters before him, the sudden afflictions, the sudden trials, the disappointments and dashed hopes in life, the circumstances in our families, the lack of repentance among some of them that causes us much exercise of soul because we know different by what we've been taught. But we cannot point a finger at them, because there went you, there went I, and there we go you and go I, when we might be tempted and attracted by the things of the world. But blessed be the Lord, because he does say, and about these secondary things, they'll all be added unto you, such is the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and such we would acknowledge his goodness. And so he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. But we have to say, bless the Lord my soul, let all within me joy and aid my tongue, to bless his name, whose favours are divine. And these divine teachings of the Spirit to number our days, to apply our hearts unto wisdom, and to forgive those that trespass against us. And that can be a hard thing, to forgive some that have insulted you and be very opposite to you and me in our ways and our pathway. But oh, what a mercy to be given this grace, the evidence that the Lord has a favour towards us and will never leave nor forsake us. So it's asking. And he tells you and me, and it might be a word for the young ones, as especially our young friends up at Ryde, that how we are to pray. How we are to pray. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Not to use vain repetition. And yet you see how many do make the Lord's Prayer vain repetition, but so their heart's not in it. And so we see the necessity of praying. Nothing is too great for the Lord, nothing too small. I think of our young people in their education, in their early years, in their growing up years, in the difficult days that they encounter, and the lack of teaching of the truth by the scriptures in schools. But what a mercy that the Lord is able, as we shut ourselves in our closet, as we come to a quiet place on our own and venture to ask God, to seek God, and to knock upon the door of mercy, that he might favour you and me with answers. And we older friends still dependent upon a spirit of grace and of supplication to call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Such is the blessing of the gospel, dear friends, that there's never anything too hard to pray for, that the Lord would draw us, give us a new heart, exercise our minds in lifting up our hearts to heaven. Not literally. This is actually girding up your mind, that you might be laid upon your mind to pray, to be prayerful, to be exercised in your mind with those thoughts that you trust are heavenward, and pray that as the Lord Jesus has bidden you and me to seek him, you pray, Lord, for a place in the kingdom. Kingdom of pure delight, where pure enjoyment reigns, and not to be praying to man, but praying to God, or is anything too hard for him to deal with you and me in our difficulties? And you will meet difficulties in life's journey, and will to the end of our time. But nevertheless, we don't stand on the street corners. We want to certainly go into the corner, dear friends, in our lives, in those spots and places where things seem to be too hard for us, to humble ourselves and seek the Lord while he may be found. And in the kingdom of God, we shall realize as sinners that these things confront us in life, and to be enabled to seek his righteousness. When you and I think, dear friends, what words flow out of our mouth that are of the earth earthy, but all to be enable for the Lord to lighten our darkness and pour in a spirit of grace and of supplication, that we might ponder the paths of their feet, that we might look to Jesus and see something of his holiness and sovereignty and majesty that is needed to be imputed to you and me to cover all our sins and our transgressions. Tokens that some of you can feel you've received of his everlasting love. Blessed be the Lord. So, you see, like he says about the Gentiles, they, as their thoughts are saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? But he said, take therefore no thought for the morrow. We need then to live truly a day at a time, though we certainly try and make plans for our future, but all to realise a day at a time. But we know not what a day may bring forth, but to be brought to the Lord's throne of grace, believing that he sits on no precarious throne, neither does he borrow leave to be. This kingdom, this is a perfect kingdom, a pure delight, where pure enjoyment reigns, and all to be favoured to know something of that imputed righteousness, the forgiveness of your sins and mine, the evidence that you're born of God and that your treasure is above. Seeking then. So we need the Lord to draw us, do we not? We need him to make himself attractive to our souls, his word to be attractive, to realise that the Lord has granted us a humble home, that he will cover with the mantle of his forgiving love all our sins and all our transgressions. And how did he do that? Why? He shed his blood on Calvary's tree, and that blood cleanseth. It's a fountain open for sin and uncleanness. And now we read of a dying thief. Somebody reminded me from England on one evening in the week. And I said, yes, but there were two dying thieves. There was one rewarded and one, you know, was punished for his sins. And we're no different, one from another. But all to have that blessed hope. The Lord has taught you to seek a place in the kingdom, a place of pure delight, where pure enjoyment reigns. And so he knoweth he had need of these things. Yes, they seek these things. As he said, all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth he had need of all these things. But he will be inquired of. David inquired himself of the Lord in his difficulties. Then why not you? Why not me? We know he was a king, but he had a never-dying soul. And he could not take his kingdom to heaven, but he needed to be in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, dear friends, the kingdom of heaven, which suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Such will be the exercise of your soul, Lord. Draw me. Work in my heart both the will and do of thy good pleasure, but show me a token. Manifest to me the love of Christ. If you're shown the love of Christ, you'll bless him for it. His kingdom, the kingdom of God, is within you. When he speaks to your heart and mind, when he touches your heart, when he shows you a token, when you feel this is the Lord's doing, is marvellous in your eyes, what he has done for my soul. Yes, you will have punishment for sin, and but we need it sanctified to us to make us more willing in the day of his power to seek him. A single eye, that your whole body might be full of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. What a refuge then for you and for me is to seek a place in the kingdom, and for him to impute to you his robe of righteousness, lest the shadow of spot shall on your souls be found. He takes the robe the Saviour brought and casts it all around. That's what we are in need of. Poor and needy, seeking water and risen up. Your tongue faileth athirst, that I, the Lord, will hear them.
Have we any evidence in our lives of the answers of prayer? If brought to our remembrance many occasions, the Lord has seen our tears. He's heard our weeping and our supplication. And he's appeared to us and for us when the things, those impossible things that come upon us. This God, as you've honoured him, will honour you and you bless him for it. But seek ye first in all our ways to acknowledge him. Yes, you shall have these things added up. He's determined what he will provide for you in life's journey. And has he not provided for you? And will he not provide you and me that honour him and seek him with the whole heart, that he might favour you with a token of his love? My sheep hear my voice. We've got to come, dear friends, as a poor sheep. We know sheep have no life, eternal life. But he's likening sheep unto poor sinners. Sinners as unto poor sheep. And they're brought to feel their dependence upon the good shepherd of the sheep. My sheep hear my voice. And so you hear his voice. He teaches you to seek the Lord. He teaches you to realise the vital necessity of having a place in this kingdom, of having a covering for all your sins, his imputed righteousness. And so he takes the robe and casts it all around, as we said just now, evidences of the promises. These first things first in your life. And what a mercy, even in your younger years, to be able to bring your hard things, your impossible things to the Lord. He makes a way for you where there seems to be no way. And as he gives you a providential blessing, so you realise this is the hand of God. This is the voice of the Lord Shepherd who says, come, follow me. And the aim of your soul is to know that he has caused your name to be recorded in the Lamb's fair book of life. And look to him for that wisdom and guidance from above in his dealings with you and me down through life's journey. And we come to the end of our lives to be favoured with that abundant entrance into this kingdom. Kingdom of immense delight, where pure enjoyment. We can't imagine what pure enjoyment is, can we? There are so many upon the earth that think they've had an enjoyable time. But this is pure enjoyment. This is perfect love, which casts out fear. This is the love of Christ, which is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. And so, will he not give you and me faith to believe it? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of those things that are not seen. And he says, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth. Salvation, how vital it is to be delivered, dear friends, from hell. The place, dear friends, where all the wicked will go, even if they have acted in a religious way. It's what the Lord has persuaded your soul to believe him, because he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Oh, this is the secret, dear friends, of your life's success in walking in the fear of the Lord, in bringing your heart things to him. Here, try it. Whatever promise the Lord gives you and me, here, try it. It's tribulation. The Lord himself has said it. Be of good cheer. He says, in the world you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We find it difficult, don't we, how to answer those in the world that dispute our religion, that dispute religion generally. You know not how to tackle some of these people that seem to be a head full of knowledge, high and mighty in their religion, full of self-righteousness and pride. But we don't need to argue with them. We need, dear friends, to hold fast that we believe in, that Jesus has said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, I will give thee rest." Is the burden and cares of this world wear you and me down maybe at times? But see this, the Lord says, "Seek ye first." The priority, as we started out with, of knowing the Lord Jesus, of receiving his word, believing in his word, and searching his word. He said to the Jews, "Search the scriptures, for in ye think ye have eternal life." We want to more than think we have eternal life, we want to know him. We want the Lord to give us a promise. And whatsoever that promise is given you and me, it will be tried. You'll have fiery trials with, even with your earthly things that he's added to you. He will supply your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But in the supplying of those things, you'll be tempted and tried, because Satan will follow the blessing with very much authority in what he knows. But he has no love. He has no love, dear friends, of the Lord. He has no love to Jesus, his believers. But he does utmost, dear friends, to try you and me to be even despairing. But this is when faith works in you. It's how everyone that despairs of life. But you've had something that's drawn you to follow him, haven't you not? Have you not? And so he draws you. And the Lord, you know that where sin has abounded and does abound, grace shall much more abound. Grace is sufficient, strength made perfect in weakness. You glory in your infirmities. Because had you not real infirmities sanctified, you wouldn't be praying, would you? They go together, trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring me to his feet and lay me low. Keep me there. You know, you won't be very high and mighty in your religion. You'll be very cast down. Oh, when wilt thou come, Lord, and drive out this enemy of my soul who is so active, tempting me, trying me, alluring me, drawing me aside? But the Lord's allurements are more powerful. I will lure them into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto them. This is what the Lord will do if you seek him with the whole heart. And you will so despairing times, you have no other thoughts. Jesus, reveal thy love to me. Show me a token, drive out this devilish thing that tempts me and allures me and tries me. Deliver me from the worldliness that can soon allure me and draw me aside from the love of Christ. Oh, how I need, Lord, to serve thee and not mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. You'll be divided in your loyalties, and so will I. And this is a temptation to you and me, that we set our loyalties, dear friends, from one and the other. Oh, we have to say, "Lord, do be my refuge and my strength. My desires are all before thee, feeble they may be, wicked and weak though I am." Those feeble desires is Jesus inspires, still causes you and me to seek. And this is what we want to seek. That the Lord knoweth all things concerning you and me in this morning hour. He knows what sore temptations mean, for he has felt the same.
And he is the same toward you and me. And you may say with the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We need grace to say that, don't we? We need grace to read that prayer, I believe. It's so glibly used, I feel. It's truth, we know. But when the Spirit applies it, this won't be repetition. This will be a blessed time when Jesus puts the words in your mouth, what you are to pray for, into your closet. No one near to hear you. No one near to answer you, but Jesus only. And he does verily exist. Of a truth, he exists. And he will come and honour them that try to seek him with the whole heart. And above all, they know that to seek the kingdom of God, they want his imputed righteousness to cover all your sins and mine, all those sins of past, present, and yet to come, because this is the security of your soul and mine, to know the truth, and the truth to free you and me from the condemnation of broken law. Dear Jesus, shine into my heart, speak the word only, make the crooked things straight, the rough places plain, and the darkness lie before you, before me. And so, we don't want to blow trumpets, do we? Do not sound a trumpet when thou doest thine arms. We don't want to show the world what we do, do we? We want to go to our closets. We want those secret moments of resting prayer that can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gate. You know, the Lord knows your heart this morning, young or old. What a mercy if he's changed your heart, or he's changing it, beginning to make you to realize the word becomes a lamp to your feet and a light to your path in those difficult situations. You see, all men have trials, but some know not God. They won't have him to reign over him or over them. They want to do all that the flesh inspires them to do in the world, but all to be seeking. To seek him to know his will in the pathway you take, in your education, in your early days in the world. Seeking employment, seeking to live honourably, to take up those things, dear friends, that are God honouring, and not to be left in the devilish businesses of the world, such as the going on around us, dear friends, but to see that the Lord will guide you by his counsel and afterwards receive you into glory. So you see, we won't act religious with a sad countenance or as a hypocrite who disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to pass. He says, Verily I say unto you, they have reward. Lord, we are to appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father. Or where we do need to be delivered from an act of religion, but to feel to be worth, to walk worthily of him, and to seek to know and do his will, and to be favoured to receive these crumbs from the Master's table that encourages you to steal, to receive. He says, Pour not on myself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy, and power. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. He's a Saviour, and he saves unto the uttermost all those that come to God by him. Is this where you're looking? Don't look to your treasures that the Lord has bestowed upon you, whether little or great upon the earth. That won't save your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The gold and the silver are his, the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
We hear of some man has spent a great many millions upon a lady. What is that? What is that, dear friends, to be? This is what we want, this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of power may be of God and not of us. Look to Jesus. How solemn to live a life, dear friends, of reasoning, carnal reasoning, seeking to get gain that will never do us any good when it comes to our death. It's the love of Christ, dear friends. It's those tokens that he has spoken, revealed to you and me, to make you wise unto salvation. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it seek thee, love. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy, and power. For the Lord, to know the Lord's love. But he's gone to prepare a place for you. He'll come again, receive you unto himself. That where he is, shall ye be forever. What is this world to you and me? It is but a short space of time. All is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yes, we have a carnal mind, and we're interested in these things. But oh, we want that separation. The object of your soul's desire, Jesus crucified for me. He says, come. All the gracious invitations of the gospel, such as for you and me. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon his name in the day of trouble, and his righteousness shall be imputed. Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. You can't buy it. It's without money, without price. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, buy ye milk and money without price. Wherefore does she spend money for that that's naught? We know we need money as a cash, as a dear friends, as a token in the world. But the Lord knows you have need of. He knows what you have need of before you ask a thing. Bring your hard things to me, he says, and I will hear them. Blessed Jesus. But seek ye first. Seek ye first. A minister wrote it in our Bible, my first marriage, the kingdom of God. Didn't know much about it then. I hope I know a little more. Because I feel to mourn my ignorance. But there are those things, and you will have received them, they shall, to sell, that the Lord might favour you, to guide you by his counsel, and afterward receive you into glory. For who am I in heaven but thee, and there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee? We love our families, of course we do. But oh, how much is the love of Christ? The love of Christ, dear friends, revealed to you, will get you a place in the kingdom. Kingdom of a pure delight where pure enjoyment reigns. Or may we ever be seeking this place, seeking the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And he says, all these things shall be added unto you. And I must leave it there, friends. May the Lord bless our few remarks. We give all of this for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 961. The tune is Earning 331. Be still my heart, these anxious cares, to thee are burdens, thorns and snares. They cast dishonour on thy Lord, and contradict his gracious word. Brought safely by his hand thus far, why dost thou now give place to fear? How canst thou want if he provide, or lose thy way with such a guide? Six one.
Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.